Hello, and welcome to NDTnow.com's podcast, Gain, exploring topics in NDT which affect your business. Today's podcast is brought to you by SureHand, the skills-first hiring platform that instantly matches industrial employers with best-fit tradespeople. I'm your host, Mary Beth Michelli. Today, we are speaking with Mark Elliott, Vice President of Sales of the Americas at Edify Technologies. Mark is here to talk about the amazing Edify Technologies Summer Roadshow. I'm super excited to have Mark here today to talk about this. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Mary Beth. Thanks for having us. And also thanks for NDT Now for sponsoring us. I've had to learn to use a GoPro camera in the last few days. So yeah, we really appreciate that. And you can all look forward to lots of vlogs from me and the crew as we make our way around the US.
I can't wait. We're super excited to be a part of this. And we already saw the first video with you guys after your kickoff, and we're really excited to have you guys doing the videos and to see what you guys are gonna discuss. And well, why don't we just start out with, what is this roadshow all about?
Well, who doesn't love a road trip, Mary Beth? You know, I mean, who doesn't love it? More than anything else, it's probably a reaction to the last 18 months. You know, me and my crew are a group of salespeople. We used to be on a plane every 2-3 times a month. And I haven't been on an aircraft for 18 months now, you know, so I haven't been on a trip anywhere. In fact, the last time I was out in California was February 2020. So you take a group of people who love getting out and talking to customers, and you kind of stick the lid on them a little bit and restrict their travel. And, you know, this is kind of the antidote to that. You know, we're going out on the road, taking some really cool technology that Edify's been working away on whilst we've all been locked down. And, you know, plenty of people have seen it, you know, through video demonstrations and stuff like that. But, you know, see it, feel it, touch it, and have a proper conversation over a beer and some great food along the way, which we're all also looking forward to. You know, that's kind of the underlying theme of this as well. We're hitting some great barbecue joints and stuff along the way. So, yeah.
I love that. And given all of the road warriors in this industry, not just the salespeople, but all the technicians out there traveling from site to site, I think it's a perfect way to kick off the rebirth of the industry after the COVID-19. So
yeah, and it's a way of honoring a lot of those people. I mean, you know, I come from the pipeline industry. I was working in the pipeline industry when COVID started, and I know hundreds of technicians and people that take care of all that critical infrastructure never took a day off, never skipped a beat. They masked up, vaccined up, did whatever they had to do, socially distanced while they're, you know, out on all this infrastructure. And, you know, they're the ones, you know, the unspoken frontline workers that never got a mention ever. And, we were shut down because we were deemed non-essential. You know, we could do our jobs through this video conferencing and stuff like that. And so, you know, this is a chance to get out, to go to places like Bakersfield and like Cushing and Baton Rouge and Lafayette, which I haven't been to for a long time, and get out to those places and you know, go and see those people and bring the technology out to them again and spend some time with them.
Yeah, I think that's really great. And I think people are going to really appreciate that message of really honoring these folks who are, throughout all of this, were out saving people's lives from a safety standpoint. And you're right, nobody ever mentions NDT or safety or quality folks. Yeah. And so I think it's really important what you guys are doing, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So you mentioned technologies. Can you tell us a little bit about the technologies that are going to be on this roadshow?
Absolutely. I mean, Edify is known for innovation, right? We're perpetual innovators. We haven't been quiet during the lockdown, right? Our R&D folks have been tucked away doing their thing. right behind closed doors. So there's lots of stuff coming with us. I'm bringing five or six different new innovations, but three I'll just touch on really briefly. There's the FloorMap X, which is, it's amazing, right? It's the best floor scanner out there on the market. It's fast and accurate, and it can inspect parts of tanks that weren't able to be inspected before. So in terms of getting your money back and getting your money's worth, people are getting in and out of tanks faster than they ever have done before, and they're getting accurate reports generated, while they're in the tank, with the onboard software and stuff. So that's amazing. We're obviously bringing some phased array ultrasonics along. And what staggered me was just the other day, I was talking to the Center of Excellence manager for this in Paris. And as you know, we've separated the hardware and software. We're the only company that have done that. We're the only company that kind of recognizes that hardware develops at a different speed to software. So, let's keep the software out and transfer it onto later editions of the hardware. You've probably got an iPhone or a laptop where that's happened to you in the last few years. So we're doing that with NDT instruments now. So, it's a fairly big innovation. But when we say that we are giving, constant upgrades and we are constantly moving this stuff forward, I counted our capture software, for example, is the one that runs all of our phased array instruments. We had 16 major upgrades. And I'm not just talking about like a little bug fix or something like that. 16 major upgrades during COVID, right? From January 2020 until today. And, little secret, we're about to launch another major version of it in the next week or 10 days. Maybe we'll even be able to talk about it when I see you in 2 weeks' time, right? Publicly. But there is a new version of that capture software coming out, and it'll have another great suite of upgrades. So if you're on capture 3.2, you've had 16 major upgrades since this COVID pandemic started. And that's what we mean by, major. I mean, these aren't little things, they're major kind of upgrades. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is another launch that's coming up very, very soon, but we've been working on it for a couple of years now in the background. Is the robotics, NDT-enabled robotics. I joined the company because this was one of the things that most excited me about it, taking all of that incredible NDT technology that the Edify has and then putting it on a great vehicle that can crawl and climb into, any kind of location. So we love that critical infrastructure stuff, Mary Beth, just being able to put the best technology onto a very, very versatile robot and run it into places. So we'll be taking a few of those on the road, and that, again, is officially a product that will be launched in the next few weeks. So look out for that one. Probably while we're on the road, that'll get launched. So.
Well, and that's really great. I think one of the things that people learned over this whole last 18 months is that you have to have some automation, some robotics to really maintain your throughput, your resiliency, what your processes in place in case of some sort of volatility in the marketplace, whether that's folks getting sick or having to do social distancing or split shifts or whatever it is, that incorporating robotics and automation is no longer an optional thing. You have to move in that direction because even to have your business continuity planning really make sense in this time.
Any kind of digitizing the relationship between you and your customer can only help, especially when we're in critical infrastructure and measurement of critical infrastructure. Why send a man up on a rope, to have a look at, or down on a rope very, very frequently to do something that a robot could do, just as easily. So we've been developing, all of those kinds of things internally. But I'm most excited about getting the really cutting edge NDT instruments attached to those robots. So, we can help out with a number of critical activities.
That's fantastic. I really am looking forward to seeing you guys at NDTMA and getting to really, you know, touch, feel, see the equipment in person and explore it with you guys, because, you know, Edify really has been known for innovation since the very beginning. And you haven't let up off the accelerator during this whole time.
And it's not going to stop, Mary Beth. You know, that's a very clear message from the owner of the company down, you know, is that's what we've all bought into as employees, is the constant and a quest for innovation, staying ahead of the curve, staying on top of every new technology or sort of every new idea. And, you know, I've had people walk up to me at conferences and say, oh yeah, you know, you guys are known for being the innovators and, you know, what's coming next and all that kind of stuff. So I can't wait to see you, Mary Beth, because it'll mean I've got on a plane finally after 18 months or something. In fact, it'll be longer than that. It's, I think, 19 months. You know, we'll be seeing you in Las Vegas in the next 10 days or so, something like that.
We're all ready.
I'll save you one of these Rogue Warrior t-shirts. How about that?
For sure. Yeah. And the hot sauce. I am very much looking forward to the hot sauce.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. I haven't gotten around to it yet, but I will do, because I'm rather fond of this stuff. So,
me too. I mean, I live in Southern California, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for a good hot sauce. And so, where can folks find the roadshow next? And why don't you talk about the next stop and then the stop after that?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, obviously, we're coming out to the NDTMA conference. That's going to be, I think, August the 3rd through about August the 6th. We're going to be there in Las Vegas. And so we'll be at that conference, open house for us. I mean, anybody that's in the area can come in and take a look, or anyone at NDTMA can come and talk to us. And then we're packing up, doing a really cool road trip. We're going to go up through Death Valley and into California that way. Why? Because we can, right? So we're going to go through Death Valley and take all that cool instrumentation through there. And we're heading for Bakersfield. So we're going to be in Bakersfield on August the 9th and then have maybe a little bit of a rest for a few days. And then we'll be, you know, heading to Oklahoma. We're going to do a couple of different locations in Oklahoma, Cushing particularly. I'm looking forward to, because I'm an old pipeliner and around the pipeline industry since 1989, and Cushing was one of the spots on the horizon if you're in that industry to go to. And then another little break, and then Baton Rouge before we eventually make our way all the way back around to Deer Park and do one more kind of date there in late August.
Fantastic. I'm a little jealous that I don't get to do the whole trip with you, but I'm glad that NDT Now was able to supply you guys with a GoPro camera and all sorts of little fun.
Well, you'll be with us in spirit, Mary Beth, because we're going to, I mean, you haven't met myself and Lloyd yet, but you've heard us talking for a while, right? We both love to talk. We both love to communicate with everybody. And you've given us the best toy we've had in a long time, right? So that GoPro camera is coming with me and him in the front of the van. We'll record hours of conversation and get that cut down to the bits that you can publish. So, you know, that'll be good fun. We're really looking forward to it. Both me and Lloyd love talking about NDT, maybe as much as you do. And, you know, talking about infrastructure and, you know, making life better in this industry, or the various industries that we support.
So. And maybe we could even put the GoPro camera on one of the robots and, you know, send the robot on one of the...
It's definitely capable of that. I mean, the NDT sensor is it's a much bigger payload. So, and we have a pretty versatile arm that holds the thing. So yeah, if there's a steel structure in Las Vegas, maybe we can invade it with a little robot with a GoPro camera on it
There you go.
So, yeah. You shouldn't put ideas like that in my head.
I'm all about putting ideas in people's minds.
Because if it's, if there's a small chance of danger and I shouldn't do it, I'm probably going to do it.
Well, I'm sure after a few beers at the closing ceremony that you guys are hosting for us, I think perhaps that will be something that you guys are going to execute on.
We can certainly get it to climb all over the truck.
That'll be really great. That'll be great. Yeah. Well, I am super excited about this whole adventure that you guys are on, and I'm glad that NDT Now can be a part of it. And for our listeners out there, to see the latest videos from the roadshow, you can go to ndtnow.com, and we will have a whole dedicated page to documenting the trip. And so you'll be able to see all the videos from the roadshow, from the Lloyd and Mark show, or Mark and Lloyd. We'll call it Mark and Lloyd since you're on with me. And so you guys are not gonna wanna miss that. And if you want to register for a stop to meet the truck and see all the technology, you can go to info.edify.com/roadshow. That's info.edify.com/roadshow. And you can sign up there, and you will also get some of the Edify hot sauce. So,
oh yeah,
super important.
Yep, that'd be great. I'd love a few more people to register. I'm really looking forward to like Bakersfield and Cushing, and I'm trying to reach out to people out there. So anyone that's listening to your podcast is obviously into NDT, you know, why wouldn't they be? And if they know anybody in Cushing or anybody in Bakersfield, we're doing pretty well, obviously, in Vegas, Baton Rouge and Lafayette, you know, we know lots of folks there, but I would love to meet up with some pipeline folks in Cushing and some whoever is in Bakersfield, a lot of oil field folks out there, so.
Yeah,
please
spread
the word and come and register and come and have a few beers with us and some barbecue, usually.
Love that. So anything else you want to tell our audience before we wrap it up here?
No, just to thank you again, Mary Beth. I mean, it's great to be able to get our message out there. It's great to talk about our innovation. That's what we care about. It feels fantastic to even be talking about going on the road and getting out to visit people and things again. So, and especially you sponsoring us and you know, just having this extra platform to put the message out on. I mean, we're going to have fun on the road. Me and Lloyd are usually, you know, not short of an opinion or two about what's going on. So, you know, I think it'll be entertaining for people to listen to.
For sure.
Again for sponsoring us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And thanks for including us so that our listeners and viewers and readers can get a good idea of what's going on with you guys. Mm-hmm. So I'll be road tripping myself from LA to Vegas for NDTMA. So I'm sure. Nice. I'm going to come up with all sorts of ideas for you by the time I get to Vegas.
I can't wait. I mean, I just can't wait. Death Valley is going to be fun. But yeah, we're going to be spending a lot of windshield time this summer, and we're going to love every minute of it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all again for listening, and thank you, Mark, for joining us again.
My pleasure.
And remember, you can catch Gain in all of our podcasts every month here at ndtnow.com, brought to you by Surehand. Let good jobs find you. Learn more at surehand.com.